someone asked me recently. Apparently, there's, you know how they do like Tupperware parties and like Cutco, and you know they have people, your friends, sent out as an army of salespeople to guilt you into buying things. So apparently, there's a makeup company that does this also, that women get together and they get all their women friends together and they sell their makeup. So one of the, there are a bunch of them. Yeah, okay, I'm sure there. So one of them, one of the companies advertises, or at least within the frum community, they advertise that they have a lot of Shabbos makeup. They have a lot of Shabbos options for the for Shabbos makeup. So the question is there such a thing as Shabbos makeup? And if there is such a thing as Shabbos makeup, what would it take for makeup to be Shabbos makeup? Now, obviously, there's a tremendous desire for such a product because very often Shabbos and Yom Tov is one of the days or one of the few days that a woman is going to be in formal attire and in public. You know, she's going to go to shul and she's going to be amongst her friends, and that very often is a time that she specifically wants to look her best, and it's very hard to look her best if she's not able to put on any makeup. So what is the issue over here? There is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that seems to be pretty clear cut. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Taf Tzadik Hey Amud Aleph says Isha lo ta'avir srak al paneha, that a woman is not allowed to put on srak on her face because that is a violation of the Malacha of Tzoveya. It's a mission. It's not just a Gemara. Mishnah in the 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos, 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos, like I said, Daf Tzadik Hey, there is a machlokas in the Mishnah, though, whether that is an Issur D'oraisa or an Issur D'rabbanan. The Shita of the Chachamim is that it's only an Issur D'rabbanan of Tzoveya, whereas the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is that it's an Issur D'oraisa of Tzoveya. How do we paskin whether it's an Issur D'oraisa or an Issur D'rabbanan? So Bis Yosef and Simon Shin Gimel, Dibra Maskel, Velo Lekhol, says, is Medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like the Chachamim, that it's only an Isser Midrabanan, that it's not an Isser Midaraisa. However, the Smag in Losa Se Samachay, and other Rishonim, the Urayim and Kufbeis, both say that it is both hold like the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that it is a violation Mida Oraisa. So this is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether it's an Issur D'oraisa D'rabbanan, Machlokas Rishonim, how do we paskin whether it's an Issur D'oraisa D'rabbanan? The Machlokas makes its way all the way down to the Achronim, the Magen Avraham and Simshin Gimel, Sifkat Nyutas, paskins like the Rambam, that it's an Issur D'rabbanan, like the Chachamim. The Chayyadam quotes both Sheetos and doesn't say which one is the correct one, quotes both Sheetos. Mishra Brura and Aruch HaShulchan also assume that it's an Isser Midrabanan. Now, Pashtus is, you would say, when you have Machlokas Chachamim and Reb Elazar, you'd always paskin like the Chachamim. So, generally speaking, the majority of Rishonim paskin the way you would expect them to paskin, that it is an Isser Midrabanan. Now, the idea that it's an Isser Midrabanan may be useful to us in some way, but on the surface, it doesn't really help us. Meaning, on the surface, we observe both mitzvot d'oraisa and both isurim d'oraisa and isurim d'rabbanan we refrain from. So if it's an isur d'oraisa, it's a terrible avera. If it's an isur d'rabbanan, it's a very bad avera. So either way, it's an avera. How does it help us to say that it's an isur midrabbanan? So first of all, anyone who's makel on the issue of Shabbos makeup has to start with the assumption that it's an isur d'rabbanan. If they're going to start with isur d'oraisa, then the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Question is, what would make it d'rabbanan? She's taking something that's colorful and that actually colors her skin, that colors her lips, her face, her eyes. How can you call that not tzoveya, anything but tzoveya? So the Chayyadam explains, based on the Rambam, that maybe when you put this srak or this serek, that's something that's only temporary. It's not miskayim, and because it's not miskayim, that itself is going to make it an issur midrabanan. What does it mean it's not miskayim? That it doesn't last for a long time. That's a very, very difficult geder to really figure out what's called something that lasts for a long time. In fact, we find by different malachos, you have a different geder for each of it. Everything I'm saying is taken from two books. There's Rabbi Ribiat and Rabbi Jachter in his third volume of Grey Matter. Both discuss this. Rabbi Ribiat, ironically, also in volume 3. I think that's where Tzoveya is. So it's interesting that even within Malachos, you have different gedarim of what's called Miskayim and what's called not Miskayim based on the Malacha. For example, you have by Bona, by the Malacha of building, the Prima Gadim writes in Eshel Avram, Simen Shin Tezvav, that a building that lasts 8 or 9 days is called a Binyan Kavua. but if it doesn't last 8 or 9 days, it's not called a binyan kavua. Yet you have by the melacha of kosher, when it comes, the Ramah writes that two shitos about what's called a kesher shel kayama. Does it have to be that it lasts just 1 day to be defined as a kesher shel kayama, or that it lasts 7 days to be called a kesher shel kayama? That's also a different gather of what's considered permanent. Yet when it comes to the melacha of bishel, for example, the Rambam in the 12th parak of Hilchos Shabbos holds that if you heat up metal to a glow till it gets red hot, that's a violation of bishel. Even though the second you stop heating it, it's going to right away cool down and it will and it will be gone. So it's not at all a something that's going to stay for a long time. But still, apparently, that's miskayim enough for the halachos of bishel. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that since when a person puts on makeup, they are accomplishing what they intend to do, they're accomplishing coloring their face for as long as they want it to be colored, that is therefore called miskayim. So the Minchas Chinuch does not agree with this idea that maybe it's only Dirabban because it's saying a miskayim. He says the definition of miskayim is for whatever you want for that malacha, whatever the normal time is for that malacha, just like by bishel, that when you heat up the metal, the normal time for it to stay red hot is a very short period of time, so that's called miskayim for that malacha. So for putting on makeup, that's called miskayim for the malacha of tzoveya. Another possibility is suggested by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Simshin Gimel Sivkat Nayin Tes writes that the reason it's not midaraisa is de'ein svia midaraisa al or ha'adam. You can't have tzoveya da'oraisa on human skin. That would not be a violation of tzoveya da'oraisa on the human body. That's quite a chiddush also. There's a discussion in the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos. The Gemara discusses bia b'tchila b'shabbos, and in that sugya, the Gemara talks about mepis morsa. If a person pops open a pimple on Shabbos, and the Gemara suggests that there could be a violation of bona if the purpose is to make an opening. So apparently, the malach of bona can be violated on the human body. There are other malachos, malach of kosev can be violated on the human body. Why is it that we would assume the malach of tzoveya cannot be violated? There's a discussion in the poskim where the malach of tofer can be violated midaraisa in the human body of sewing. And there's very nogeh lemaisa when doctors have to do stitches. Is it better if you have the option to glue or to stitch? Is it better to do the glue than the stitching, perhaps? All right, it's a different discussion for a different time. But that's a discussion in the poskim as well. So the chiddush that there's no tzoveya on a human body is quite a chiddush. That's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. But it is quite a chiddush. And the Ketzos HaShulchan points out that women normally, when they put on makeup, they plan on taking it off within a few hours, and therefore that would make it soveya al menas limchok, that it's with the intention to erase it soon after, and therefore a woman's face is not considered something that's normally painted on in a way that's miskayim at all, and therefore it's not going to be an isur d'oraisa, it's only going to be an isur d'rabbanan. But again, all of that, whatever the explanation is for the shita that it's an isur d'rabbanan is still an isur. So that's why there are a significant group of poskim that hold that there's no such thing as Shabbos makeup. That any makeup that a person is going to put on Shabbos is going to be a violation of an isur. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman, is called Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perak Yedalid, Os Nun Tes, and footnote number Kuf Nun Ches over there, and Rav Vazner in Shevet Alevi, Chelik Vav, Simon Laman Gimel, also says this way, that there's simply no such thing as Shabbos makeup, because it's all going to be at least an isur midrabanan, potentially even according to some Rishon Minister Midaraisa. The major mekilim on the topic are Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Vadi Yosef. So some pretty big names on the tzad Lekula as well. But even those who are mekil have it's with major caveats. It's in very limited circumstances. First of all, why is there a push to be mekil? So Rav Vadia writes in his tshuva in Yabia Omer. Rav Vadia has two tshuvas. He has a tshuva in Yabia Omer and in Yichavadas. Yabia Omer Chelik Vav Archaim Siman Lamelches and Yichavadas Chelik Dalet Siman Chav Ches. And he writes that that if a woman is not able to be made up, she's not able to put on her makeup, that could be mafriya the shalom bayis. It could affect the shalom bayis. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos of Samach Dalet says. Rabbi Akiva allowed women to wear makeup even when they were b'shas nidasan, in order to ensure shalom bayis between the husband and the wife. So that's an important idea, that we want to make sure that the shalom bayis is not disturbed at all. Also, Rav Vadia writes in his Shuvah in Yichavadas that women do it. They put on makeup, and Hanach Lem Yisrael in Lav Neviim, B'nei Neviim Heim. If Klal Yisrael is not Neviim, or b'nei neviim. So if they're doing something, if it's something that's so widely practiced, there must be some justification for it. So Rav Avadya works with that idea that there must be some heter. So what is the heter? So again, if we work with the idea that it's only nisa drabanan to begin with, the Ketzos HaShulchan is mechalik between serek that the Gemara describes and blush that people use on skin today, because blush is put on without any foundation. If it's put on without any foundation, nothing to make it stick to the skin, then maybe it's not even permanent enough to be called the Yisr Drabanan of the Srak Al Paneha. Even if you hold the Srak Al Paneha as an Yisr Drabanan, maybe this is so temporary, provided there's no oil base, there's no foundation, that it would be mutter. Rav Avadya, however, says that's only if the powder itself that you use doesn't have any oil base. Rabbi David Heber, one of the experts on this topic, wrote an article on the Star K website, and he writes that that you can't read the ingredients to tell that there's no oil base. A lot of times it won't appear in the ingredients, but there will be an oil base. Rav Moshe writes this in a tshuva. He writes very, very cryptically in Archaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Daled that if you have this white powder that's Einu Meskayim Klal, then it's not a violation of Tzoveya. Who uses a white powder? Probably a colored powder. So in later tshuva he says, yeah, I mean colored powder also, Lav Dafka, white powder. But if it's Einu Meskayim Klal, then it's not a violation of Tzoveya. And again, the assumption he seems to be working with is that if it only lasts for a very, very short period of time, then it's not a melacha at all. Meaning there are three levels of melacha. So it's Meskayim for a long time, that's Doraisa. Then there's something that's Einu Meskayim, that's Rabbanim. Then there's something that's so temporary, it's not even Einu Meskayim. It's like it's there for just such a brief period of time that would not be called a malach at all. For example, tying shoes on Shabbos. Why is that not a violation of kosher? Because you tie and untie them within a matter of hours every time. You don't even leave them tied for a day. It's nothing. It's such a short period of time. Closing a baby's diaper would be another example. Isn't that a violation of Topher? You're sticking the baby's diaper closed? Now most of the posts can assume that that's totally okay because it's not going to stay that way for very long. Now it's also important to be aware that when they say Shabbos makeup, there are two different things that are meant. And they're exact opposites of each other. There are two types of Shabbos makeup that are marketed. One is what we're describing. It's just a powder. It's not, obviously any lipstick that's on a stick is also a violation of Mareach, in addition to the violation of Tzoveya. So even the lipstick that they have is a powder and a non-oil based powder, so they try to avoid the violation of Tzoveya. And again, that works according to Rav Moshe, it works according to Rav Avadya, does not work according to Rav Shlomo Zalman and to Rav Osner and others. But that's one type of Shabbos makeup. The other type of Shabbos makeup that they advertise is the exact opposite. It's a makeup that is so strong, it sticks to the face in such a strong way that it like doesn't come off. And what they mean when they call that Shabbos makeup is that you won't need to put on makeup on Shabbos if you put this on right before Shabbos, because it's going to last you through the entire Shabbos. It's like guaranteed that this is going to stay through the entire Shabbos. That would be really bad to put on Shabbos. That would be probably Doraisa to put on Shabbos. So a person has to just be aware which one is which. You have to can't confuse our Shabbos makeup for other Shabbos makeup. Rabbi Heber points out that Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that he did a lot of testing of different types of makeup to see what does stick, what doesn't stick, you know, what works, what doesn't. And the implication you get from Rav Moshe is that the indication is that you need someone who knows what he's doing to actually test it. It's not good enough to say, oh, okay, it looks like a powder. You have to have someone who's an expert in the area who knows what it is. Rabbi Jachter even goes so far as to compare it to Shimush in Maros of Dam of Nida, that you can't just say, oh, it doesn't look so red to me, so it's okay. A person has to be trained to know what to look for and to know how to look at a mara. So he said maybe when it comes to this also that you have to specifically should have ashkacha, that if you want to, if it has a star k ashkacha, I don't know if star k does in makeup, I don't know what they, but it should dafka should have ashkacha, it should be something that someone who actually knows what he's talking about has taken a look at it and has tested it in order to be able to use it. Again, many are machmir mikol v'kol and would only be makel to use the pre-Shabbos makeup, the Erev Shabbos makeup, not the Shabbos makeup. But those who are makel on the Shabbos makeup itself have to be very careful with exactly which brands are used.